Hello and welcome to this week's Shoot the Moon podcast. This is a podcast exclusively for the owners and operators of IT service and tech-enabled services businesses. It's presented by Revenue Rocket. I'm Ryan Barnett, and with we have a partner, Revenue Rocket, Matt Lockhart, and we are really focused on M&A for tech-enabled services as well as developing strategies for growth. And part of the success that we have today, we're going to talk about something that Matt was near and dear to his heart for the last few months, is some success. So, Matt, welcome to the podcast.
Good to be here. Good to be here. Good to be with you, Ryan. We're missing our founder, Mike, this morning, who's, I believe, getting ready for a very important grad party. So exciting for him.
Yes, indeed. And congrats to yourself on getting yet another graduation in your family as well. It is the season.
Well, yeah, it is the season. And we're through 2 out of 3 graduations. So it's other than, you know, our busyness here at Revenue Rocket, that's sort of taken up the rest of life these days. But very exciting.
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the things we like to do is help founders achieve some of their vision. And part of that is getting a little bit more time back in their life to enjoy those kinds of things. And I will say for us, this was a great week. We had been promoting a project called Project Deacon. And yesterday was a big day in a successful close on Project Deacon. And congrats to the team there, and congrats, Matt, to you led through this deal. And today I really want to break in and understand, you know, the anatomy of a deal. What does it take to be successful in an M&A transaction when you're selling your company? And I'm really excited to dig in. So, Matt, get us started. Tell us a little bit more about Project Deacon, the project and the company itself.
Sure. Great story. And to your point, you know, this is kind of what we live for day in and day out, is helping our valued clients in achieving a, you know, sort of the close of a great chapter of their professional career. So excited for our client most of all. So Project Deacon is an interesting story. This firm is about 15 years old. They started as a sort of call it a traditional managed services organization in the southern region of the United States, had developed some success along those lines, primarily serving their, you know, local community, big firms based in Houston. And as just part of their efforts in going out and promoting and doing great service with their customers, they happened to pick up a couple of dental practices. And for those who haven't tracked the dental marketplace, there's interestingly been a fair amount of consolidation in the last decade. Where single service, you know, dental service practice providers attempted to go out and expand their practices organically and inorganically. And subsequently, the rise of what is termed DSOs, or dental service organizations, took hold. Our client very wisely anticipated some of this consolidation, and they made an acquisition of their own of a sort of a specialty provider to dental service organizations. And along those lines, built a strategy to develop, you know, some real specialty offerings in the dental service marketplace. Primarily, they built a specialized cloud. And think of this as a private or hybrid cloud environment in which these growing dental services organizations could feel very comfortable that all of their technology needs could be delivered upon, you know, by our client, Project Deacon. both in the hosting of third-party applications, in the hosting of, you know, traditional back office applications, and then specialty, you know, dental software capabilities. And so they really developed a sort of a one-stop shop for all the needs of growing dental services organizations. And as you can imagine, you know, think about these large organizations. They don't want to think about, you know, technology, the needs of individual practices. They want to drive consistency through all of their practices in the use of the technology to enable, you know, bringing more people on, bringing more services organizations on. And that is, you know, really the specialty that our client developed over the course of really, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8 years. And were able to grow with their customers. And so that was sort of the case in which they came to us is they'd had a great deal of success. They followed one of the models that we preach day in and day out around verticalization, still had their service capabilities aligned from their old MSP days, and were really at an inflection point in determining what to do next, right? And that's when they came to us and said, well, you know, we understand that you guys have a, you know, Revenue Rocket has a rich history of helping companies grow through these inflection points. And really, what should we do? You know, should we continue to just focus on growing organically? Should we look at becoming an acquisitor and growing inorganically. And so that was the state in which they came to us.
Yeah, it was a great summary. As you mentioned, it seemed like they took a page directly out of the Revenue Rocket playbook. They the first thing they looked at, and when we look at, we do a lot of growth strategy consulting for tech-enabled services firms. And what Project Deacon did well, they specialize, they weren't just an MSP or a custom application developer or something that they weren't. They knew what they had within their managed offering and their cloud offering. And they specialized in just one area of technology that could help those dental service organizations and dental offices out. That specialization was created because they focused on dental. So they picked a market. They understood the size of it, and they understood what they could go after. And there was such a great scaling factor in that vertical market. A great point here is in the middle of our process, that Dr. Deacon went to a trade show. The trade show was the trade show for dental service organizations. And it was such a great way to see how you can hone your marketing and your sales efforts in just being something very tight, and they executed really, really well. And the third part to there is they had a productize their offerings. So it wasn't doing anything for anyone or bringing anything to the dental service organizations. They came and wrapped together their cloud and their complete cloud offering to go after a very specific niche market. So really commendable to the team of what they had done. It helped them narrow their execution within sales and marketing. It helped narrow their expertise. It helped narrow their partnership realm. And it helped really focus in on winning a market. And when you do that, you don't have to be the biggest player in the block. And you can start to grow and see exponential related growth. And it was really fun to see, that was realized in the numbers. When they did that, they're able to grow the company at 20 to 30% year over year fairly easily without a lot of investment in sales teams. They were able to build profit margins. So the company ran at over 30% profit margins. So That's something that can, that is much easier done, when you have that specialized, verticalized, and productized approach. So, accommodation to the team. Coming back, Matt, you'd mentioned that came to us, looking, you know, growth and acquisitive growth. What happened after the, as part of our process, when we get, go through anything, we look at the first few weeks are spent on readiness. And that looks at financial readiness for a transaction. And oftentimes will help by, taking an evaluation of a company and seeing where they're at. Matt, what happened, kind of in that readiness phase?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, absolutely. So, and, you know, we've got a pretty structured way in which we look at readiness, and readiness is thought of in, you know, first and foremost, you know, what are potentials for growth, right? You know, looking at what's what today. And as you mentioned, they were in a very good position with their, you know, specialized, verticalized, productized capability. And, so, you know, we looked at that and said they're well positioned. They had done well in this dental services, you know, marketplace. However, you know, there was a lot of continued room for growth within that marketplace, right? You know, in order for them to capture market share. And so, you know, the first thing that we did obviously was look at the capabilities, see what gaps were in place, see kind of what additionally would need to be done within the organization to continue that growth path and again really capture more market share within that specific vertical. One of the things that, you know, and this is pretty common in, you know, IT services organizations, was looking at the path to more predictable, you know, organic growth through the development of a growing and mature sales and marketing capability. And that is something that they, quite honestly, you know, and our client and the founder would admit that was something that they hadn't tackled previously. They were able to grow because of that, you know, specialty without investing a whole bunch in sales and marketing. And so, you know, we looked at and analyzed that option, you know, what that, you know, sort of cost to return and time frame would look at like. And, you know, there's a solid plan that could be executed upon through that. At the same time, you know, as looking at and evaluating the entirety of the business, as you mentioned, we always do a evaluation and you know, sort of look at the financial readiness of the organization. And, you know, when we did that, it was quite honestly a bit of an eye opener to our client in terms of the value that he had created to date within his business. And I think that, and this is, I think, really important to note for all of our listeners, the additional value that he had created through specifically verticalization and verticalization with an advanced cloud, you know, product and service capability. And so that was a bit of an eye opener. And so he recognized that, you know, with that value, the opportunity to, you know, proverbially take some chips off the table, as well as looking at the appropriate partner, and sort of switching from being, you know, purely sort of internally or organically and inorganically growth focused to looking at selling a majority stake within the business, taking those chips off the table, but then having the opportunity to sell in and grow with the right partner. And, so we walked through what that would look like and, you know, talked through our experience of what that means to the founding partner, as well as his, his partners within the business and his employees. And, you know, he made the decision that that was actually the most appropriate path. And, you know, this is, I think an important point that we counsel all of our clients through is really thinking first and foremost, are you ready for a new chapter? And when he came to us, that wasn't front of mind, but it, you know, through the course of analyzing, you know, what it would take to take his organization to sort of the next stage, versus and doing that, you know, with all of his chips in the business and the, you know, looking at the risk reward opportunity and the time frame to do that. When we introduced him to the opportunity to think differently, you know, that was really appealing for him. So that decision was made. We completed our readiness and preparation for bringing Project Deakin to the market. We knew there would be a tremendous amount of interest because of this, you know, specialty that he had created. And obviously there's a fair amount of action in the overall MSP marketplace. So we brought it to market. There was indeed a tremendous amount of interest in Project Deakin, from financial, you know, buyers to strategic buyers and, you know, sort of those in between. Because of that amount of interest and us anticipating that, we ran a structured process where the first month was really focused on validating that interest, aligning what appeared to be the very best strategic and cultural fits, because without those, you know, things are going to fall down. And so we aligned the very top of those, and then, you know, ran into that second month, ran through the structure of whittling down the interested parties through indications of interest, to a series of letters of intent, obviously drove additional, you know, strategic and cultural discussions and alignment and meetings along those lines. And then finally, what appeared to be the very best fit came forward. And so we were excited, not just to have our clients see a number of opportunities and potentials, and be able to explore what it would look like to sell into a strategic, you know, versus a pure financial. And what came to bear was this was sort of the best of both worlds, in which he found a strategic, growing nationwide MSP that was backed by, financial partners, that had demonstrated that they had a good experience in acquiring firms, of bringing those firms into the larger organization, of getting, you know, team members excited and integrated into those organizations, and really recognized the value for this national MSP to use Project Deakin as a entree into a verticalized market approach. And so now, interestingly, this partner was also a former client of Revenue Rockets and that we had helped execute some buy-side opportunities. And so, you know, a nod to the value of relationship and keeping, you know, those good relationships going and doing a great job for, you know, for clients and in helping them execute in a healthy and positive way. So they found we were able to find and align I think what it was the very best cultural fit, strategic fit. And when those things are in place, the financial fit comes together very nicely for both parties.
Absolutely. And this is a, it was a great opportunity for the seller to see a great number of buyers that were in front of them. One of the things that made them really recognizable was that focus on the vertical market. You did have people that were turned off by that market, and sometimes qualifying out in the process is important. But those who are invested in this market and wanting to look for it as a future growth potential, really increased the number of potential buyers to the table and increased the options for finding the best strategic and cultural fit paired with that financial fit. I will say that some really huge kudos to the seller. Once we found the right buyer and an LOI was agreed upon, they did something that is really helps the process, and that they dove right in into due diligence. So when we had our first due diligence kickoff and the first list was given, right away, Project Deacon was at work providing the information that was requested, and really it was smooth throughout the process and quickly communicating between buyer and seller. Our props to our due diligence team who reviewed the information that was sent and ensuring there was no missteps in that information. And really, it was a great, kind of all the gears were clicking, to provide the adequate information that the buyer needs to make sure that they're getting what the seller says they have, while getting through this process in a really smooth fashion. Matt, was there anything in this process that was a surprise, or anything that you could give a future seller something to consider? Any last minute things, or any even throughout, maybe not last minute, but surprises that made this interesting?
Well, they're all interesting, Ryan. As you know, we like to say that it's one of the most unnatural acts in business is executing upon a merger and acquisition opportunity. And so, I think that because of that, and we quite honestly, I think, sometimes lose sight of some of the unnaturalness that is just inherent in bringing one of these transactions through to close. So, from the outside, you would say, well, geez, were there, some couple of twists and turns? And you'd say, well, sure, but that's always the case. I think that some of the things that we focused on was, really, and we try to do this is allowing the advisor to take lead on, deal and due diligence functions, making it easy and clarifying, for both sides so that everybody is looking at things, similarly, sort of looking at things from an apples to apples perspective. And then allowing the seller to more focus on building that bridge with the buyer and the buyer's leadership teams. That was extremely important in this and always is, especially in those selling in opportunities. Conveying the opportunity for our client senior leaders. And the opportunity for them in immediately to really, develop and bring in this vertical approach, that was absolutely key and critical. The no real surprises in quality of earnings. I think that the only thing that we probably had an opportunity, and this is just good information for, all parties, both buying and selling parties, is to be as early and timely in agreements, right? And ensuring that those agreements are brought forward as early as possible. In this case, there was, obviously standard purchase agreements. There was a rolling of equity in play. And so, the opportunity in partnering agreements, employment agreements, and the like, right? And so, all of those are important. Obviously, they are consummating the deal, but the earlier that they can be surfaced, I think the better. But beyond that, it's a great buyer. It's a great seller. And so, just keeping people on track, I think is when you find those scenarios, just making sure everybody is keeping their eye on the prize. And the prize isn't the close of the transaction. The prize is really the opportunity for accelerated growth and value creation after the transaction.
Yeah, that's great. Matt, congrats to you. You were the lead in this project, and you deserve some kudos here. And thank you to everyone involved in this process. If you're considering a sale, there's so much that goes into it, and it helps to have someone who's been through the trenches as you're going through it. If I was to summarize a little bit of what we heard here today, a successful transaction has many, many components to it. It really, really started with the thought of really how you position yourself in the market. And Project Deakin did that so well, targeting those dental service organizations and those dental offices. You saw the company build recurring revenue, which was attractive to buyers. And you pair that with profitability so that helps increase the number of buyers that are at the table. We heard that sometimes you may start with one process in mind, but if through the right set of data and the right consideration, sometimes strategic growth may be different than where you started. So maybe we see this oftentimes, sellers that turn into buyers, buyers that turn into sellers. So taking the time to go through a readiness exercise to understand the options available to you is critical to future success. We saw patience throughout the process when it came through talking through many suitors. And so as we went through, we had many, many introduction calls, many, many people that were interested in the deal. And the seller was responsive and calm and really great throughout that entire process. And while still running the business like it's not for sale. I think they did a fantastic job there. And then through the due diligence process again, letting data drive the process and keeping things smooth, trusting the advisors to get the deals done and pushing and shoving where need be, I think really helped out as well. In the end, we've got a very, very happy buyer and a very, very happy seller. And I think Matt, probably a happy advisor as well.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, as you were talking, the greatest sort of personal and professional satisfaction that we get out of, the business that we're in is seeing, really excited, buyers and sellers. I mean, it's, when we're able to play a role, big role, small role, medium role, whatever role that we get to play in bringing those parties together, it's great. And that's what we wake up every day, charging after. So, excited and kudos to the entire Revenue Rocket team. While I had the opportunity to play a role in this, it doesn't happen without the entire team. So we're excited and then water off a duck's back and let's go do it again. So with that, I'll play Mike's role here and let's tie a ribbon on it for You know, another great podcast, another great Shoot the Moon podcast, and we'll be excited to be back again next week with mic in hand and graduations over with and on to summer. So there we go. We'll tie a ribbon on it. Thanks for being here and tune in next week.